the Category 4 Hurricane Harvey, which hit San Antonio, Texas on Friday, has lost its vigor but is now causing torrential rains. Houston is submerged by the Harvey rains. The largest city in Texas is drowned under the waters. It has never been seen, alarmed weather broadcasters are saying of the hurricane, and President Trump announced that he would visit the region on Tuesday. Robert Morales, an American citizen from Houston, Texas, living in Australia, says that Houston is still secure and there is a lot of support, but that the real problem is the lack of backing from the government when it comes to climate change events.
You know, in general, it's pretty safe because once the hurricane hits Houston, it's already a Category 1 or below. It's just like a tropical storm, so it's not even a hurricane. And they get enough support. There's plenty of support that's all around. The whole thing is with the political system now, it's a bit of a different story because that support doesn't come from the Senate anymore of climate change and, you know, aid coming from the government, granting money to nonprofit organizations that want more support, but they can't get it because, you know, as of now, there's no support with climate change.
Kevin Walsh, professor of meteorology at the University of Melbourne, explains what is a hurricane and that the torrential rainfall from Harvey were hard to predict.
Hurricane is a particularly intense cyclone that occurs in the tropics. A cyclone is more of a general term for any substantial low pressure system. So you can have cyclones that are called mid-latitude cyclones that don't occur in the tropics. One of the things to note about Harvey is that it seems to be associated with torrential rainfall, and that's a hazard of tropical cyclones, which is often underrated. In fact, it's possible for even weak tropical cyclones to cause tremendous downpours if they are slow moving and have a lot of moisture associated with them. So this is one of the big issues that they're facing now, and torrential rainfall is a very serious effect of tropical cyclones in addition to the rain and storm surge.
Australia does not escape from hurricanes, and damages are extensive, especially along the coast. Kevin Walsh explains what is the main effect of tropical cyclones.
The main effect of tropical cyclones along the coast is something called storm surge, which is a dome of water which is pushed ahead of tropical cyclone winds and can be very destructive along the coast. Depending upon where the tropical cyclone strikes, the level of preparation required for storm surge and its associated effects would vary tremendously from place to place. So there's certainly no one-size-fits-all solution for all local councils in Queensland or other places where tropical cyclones can occur.
Waterfront houses have existed for a long time, but Dr. Gary Middle, an adjunct senior research fellow at Curtin University, says that beach erosions and floods are also part of a challenge when it comes to coastal planning.
Because people like to live near the coast, we've had historic decisions about putting houses and infrastructure, things like roads, very close to the coast, in days where coastal erosion wasn't a problem. And now we're finding that these private residences and infrastructure like roads, but also just public access to the beach, that now is being threatened. And then the other issue about inundation, there are a number of places like Busselton in Western Australia, which are adjacent to the coast, which are very low-lying. And when you get a storm coming through, the risk there is not so much on the erosion, but you're getting significant inundation occurring because of the storm activity. So they're kind of the main challenges facing us.
Gary Middle also says that Australian cities are built to withstand a reasonable intensity of a storm. It is hard to predict and be prepared for a hurricane as severe as Harvey.
The most recent example in Texas, that was pretty much a 1-in-100-year storm event, if not more than that. People have not experienced, hasn't been a record of that kind of storm. And it was a complication of intense storm event, but a slow-moving system as well. And you can't predict this. We can plan for and we build our suburbs and our cities knowing that storms will occur, and we build our drainage systems to occur with a reasonable sort of intensity of storm. But if a big one comes through, you can't actually predict that, and you can't necessarily prepare for it. You just have to wait and see what happens.